All right, the Shepherd and Bella Show. Happy Friday, everyone. It's good to see you. Today, we're going to be talking about this imposter we have in the White House named Joe Biden. But apparently, there's actually an imposter playing the role of Joe Biden and possibly other politicians like Hillary Clinton. There's a lot of evidence of this, but no one is doing anything about it. But why? And who would be the authority to do something about it if someone did do something about it? How do we bring it to their attention? That's what we're going to be talking about today on this Open Lines broadcast. Don't forget to support my grassroots investigative journalism. The link is down below. It's the first link in the description. Please hit that link and become a Subscribestar member, and you can watch my films over there. It's a good way to support me, but also you can use Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. Thanks to everyone who has supported the show and who continues to support the show. And eventually, I'm hoping one day I'll get a sponsor or something. I won't even have to ask for any more support from the audience, which would be awesome because no one obviously likes asking for support. So ideally, the sponsors will pay for everything and all that. But I got to get to that point. It's just not happening. I'm so censored. This is an open lines show. You can call in at any time. The number is on the screen. It's 262-891-0070. It's 262-891-0070. And we're going to be talking about the imposter, Joe Biden, that is in the White House currently. Now, a lot of people are going to say, you know, what are you talking about? What do you mean an imposter? You guys are going to have to do your own research and a lot of analysis, just comparing the old Joe Biden to the new Joe Biden and various photos and whatnot. Now, people are noticing this because you can do a simple search. I just simply searched on this particular search on X for Biden mask. And we got this tweet right here. It says, "Ladies and gentlemen, does it look like the old original Joe Biden to you at the DNC Democratic National Convention? Most certainly a paid actor wearing either a mask or underwent plastic surgery to look like him. This man has an alien-shaped head. Come on now, folks." Now, this is who they're running as, Joe Biden. And the American people need to hold the imposter accountable. If not, the American people are weak. They're not doing their job. The American people are supposed to actively participate in militia. They're supposed to defend their country from enemies, foreign and domestic, and protect their land, basically. It's their duty to do this and not let imposters overrun the White House. So this has to be brought to the attention of officials in law enforcement that can do something about it. Now look at this guy. He looks like a Klingon. He has his eyebrows go upward, much like a Vulcan or a Klingon. He's kind of like half Vulcan, half Klingon. This is like something out of a Star Trek sci-fi thriller. This guy, Paul Fleming on X, says, "I don't know who's wearing the Biden mask tonight, but it came loose in the chin area." And you can clearly see there's this dimpled out depression. It's popped loose, the gluing in the chin area, the chin cap, as they call it in the special effects industry. We've got lots of different versions and imposters that are on legitimate newscasts like this one. Girl from TX says, I wasn't one to go down the rabbit hole and believe the rumors about the Biden mask and impersonators, but I really never watched him in speeches until today. I'll let the video speak for itself. Now look at this. If that's not an imposter, I don't know who is. And if the president of the United States were to be replaced by an imposter, this situation would be extremely unusual, obviously, which it is. And it would involve multiple agencies and branches of the government to arrest the imposter who's a civilian, or if he is a civilian, what if he's military? Then you got to get provost marshals. You got to get the joint chief. You know, if he's civilian, you know, you got to get different branches of the law enforcement, Secret Service, FBI, Department of Justice, Congress. They're all wrapped up. Who is going to have the balls to go arrest the imposter based on this evidence that I'm presenting here? If you're in the military and you're the Joint Chief of Staff or a provost marshal, do you have what it takes to go get the imposter and arrest him? You can clearly run military grade or law enforcement grade facial recognition software and tell that's not the original Joe Biden. If, you know, if you're real military, you know, if you're real provost marshals, we got Kamala as a dude wearing a mask right here. I mean, that just looks weird. Look at that. Her beard is weird. Look at this. This was one. This is a Joe Biden they ran where they ran a digital mask during a broadcast. This is real, people. This isn't edited. This really happened. They're running Barack Obama under him with skin lightener, and they're just puppeting a digital sleeve over the former president's head. That's what it looks like. Shoot. All right, now, who's this alien? I mean, look at this guy's ears already. Look at his ears already. Look at that. Who has ears like that? Do you think this guy is... What do you think this guy is? Does anyone know? Lots of imposters. Look at this guy's a Balchinian. Now this Biden, I've dubbed the Balchinian because he actually has balls on his chin right here. He's got... balls on his chin, balls on his chin. And I came to win, that's why he's got nuts on his chin. He's got nuts on his chin, nuts on his chin. Look at this. Support investigative journalism like this. This is investigative. I have discovered that Biden has nuts on his chin, nuts on his chin. Look at this. There's nuts on his chin. Nuts on his chin. Now look, his rubber mask is actually hanging out from the bottom of his coat. This is how bad America scripts their shit. It's literally worse than the WWE. You can literally see the rubber mask.
Virtually every mass shooting.
Oh, wow.
Circumstance where a large number of people have been victimized and lost. I spoke to them. I learned a long time ago that you guys were in real life.
All right. So he's got nuts on his chin. If you want to call in, about the nuts on the chin, 262-891-0070. Thanks to everyone who's joining us live, YouTube, in the chat. What's up, Raven? What's up, Colt? What's up, Kevin? Everyone? Soul, what's up? Angela, Adam, everyone, good to see you. A1, Susan, everyone, we go live on the YouTube chat, and then we're live on Rumble. You can catch the archived version on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I mean, this imposter, if you were going to go get him, the Secret Service is responsible for protection of the president, and it would be the first line of defense, obviously. But the FBI, they would likely have to be involved in investigating. Of course, they're wrapped up with the deep state. Department of Justice, it would have to oversee the legal proceedings. They're wrapped up. Congress doesn't have the power to arrest. They could play a role in launching investigations and holding hearings to uncover the truth. However, they're wrapped up. And the military, in extreme circumstances where national security is at risk, the military could be called upon to act. The Joint Chief of Staff or other high-ranking military officials might be involved if the imposter is part of a coup or other hostile takeovers. Provost marshals are also in a viable option, especially if the military, if the person's military that is the imposter, or the original sitting president, if they're involved in any way. Now, who are these imposters? Who's running the country? Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, hit the bell ringer and all that. Guys, we got open lines, 262-891-0070. I mean, think about this. If no one does anything about this, the country's as good as garbage. It could be anyone in there right now. It could be Joe Blow just making up policies, signing off things at the control of our nuclear arsenal. So it's up to us to talk to our senators and congressmen and encourage them to act on this. I mean, the American people, if they suspect this is a serious situation and this presidential imposter is real, which it is, then it needs to be addressed. They need to contact their representatives, reach out to Congress. I mean, citizens can contact their U.S. senators and their representatives. They can urge them to investigate this. I mean, this can be done. Y'all can do it through emails, letters, social media. You can demand congressional hearings. I mean, that's what we need to do. I'm basically trying to do it on air right now. Someone needs to step forward. Media exposure. I need more media exposure. If anyone wants to put me on shows or mainstream or can pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get me on Hannity or something, that would be great. Maybe millions. If they pay Hannity, he'll probably want like a cut. They'll probably want like a million to put me on because they don't want me on there. Look, legal action. You could file lawsuits. I mean, shoot, you could petition a special prosecutor. There's a lot of ways that you could go about this. Public protests and demonstrations. This is crucial. Organize peaceful protests, petitions. Encourage whistleblowers to come forward. I mean, that's what I'm basically doing right now, is just trying to encourage individuals with inside information to come forward. We want to know who builds these rubber masks, if it's the CIA, who's wearing them, where these people are living. Are they getting paid by the government? Who's telling them to do this? Where's the real Joe Biden? Is he dead? Did they try him in Guantanamo? Is this all an act by the secret government, by the continuity of government apparatus? We got to have military go down and arrest this imposter. The White House needs to address this. You need to send this to your press secretary and everyone. We got a lobby. We need a lobby for a constitutional amendment, goddammit. We need to push for legal reforms. I mean, this is bullshit. Y'all, I need more support down here so I can get a lot of this done, but I just don't have the support, so I can't do it. So I guess you guys, it's up to you to get the imposter in the White House. Here he is. He's a Balchinian.
Someone's going through something.
Look at him.
Beyond their comprehension.
That's him. And it's just insane. On the air, who's this?
Hey, man, it's Doc.
Hey, what's up?
Doc. Not much. Is this live?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? I know you from a Jason Goodman show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Nice.
Heck yeah. I've seen you. So I got this. Man, there's some people watching this right now.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, I saw a picture of, wasn't that astronaut that spent a year in space? Got something? That was the ear?
I don't know. I didn't really check in on who that guy was. I was kind of trying to figure that out. You think he's an astronaut, maybe?
I think it's that astronaut that went to space for a year in the space shuttle and then came back, and he's got a twin brother that they were doing studies to see the effects on being in the atmosphere versus on land.
Dang, do you think it grew his ear funny like that?
I don't know. I was going to say, if that's him, check out his brother and see if they have the same ear. Maybe it grew from being in outer space.
Yeah, that's weird,
maybe,
man.
Outer space played grew his ear all funny.
That's crazy.
And also, that hit on Biden on Obama. Is that what that was?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was kind of joking, but it almost kind of looks like Obama's profile, you know? And, you know,
it looks like his neck.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's almost like someone made that, but I don't know. I've never seen that picture.
No, that actually aired live on CNBC.
No shit.
Yeah.
How about that one that was live? I saw it had a skin mask neck bulge or some weird shit on I keep calling him Biden.
Yeah. You can see lines. I mean, even in recent speeches. And then that Balchinian one even has a neckline.
Balchinian. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd call in and see if that was that astronaut guy. He had the wife that ran for Congress in Arizona that supposedly was shot or
That
lady.
Yeah, I'll try to check into that.
That's the wife of that astronaut guy. And then she tried to take everyone's guns all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It was probably some fake BS, you know.
It always is. I mean, I'm kind of doing this show like, is not one American going to stand up and, like, you know, a lot of people know this is like a masked person, but like not one guy's going to call the police.
How do you tell the government's lying to us and make him cop to it?
Well, it would be funny. What I would do, I don't really want to be the one to do this because I got a lot of stuff going, but basically, if someone knows someone in law enforcement, they should run the various Bidens through facial recognition matching software, which I've already done, but they should have like their police buddies do it so that then.
I don't think they have the authority to challenge federal government in that way.
Right. So citizens need to start filing lawsuits and stuff and doing protests and march and try to get media time and stuff, which would be real hard.
I mean, really, the only way to solve the issue is to band together as citizens and take our damn country back. But everyone's chicken shit.
No one to do it.
No one wants to do it because no one wants to be that guy that stands out and they're the leader of the thing. And, you know,
here's Nancy Pelosi. I got her on screen right now. She looks like the mask from The Town, that movie, The Town.
She looks like she went through an old-fashioned clothes wringer on an old-fashioned washing machine. These people are all freaks, man. I remember, you know, I'm old now. I'm like 55. I remember when I was 18, 19, watching the news, thinking all these guys were geezer-looking freaks, and they're even worse now. The older I get, the worse they look.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. All right, man, I just thought I'd chime in. I saw this number. I saw your show. I was like, okay, I'm going to watch this. And then that, I thought that was that astronaut, but it might have been someone's security team. I'm not sure.
Wow, it might be. I'll check into that, though. Thanks for letting me know. That's interesting.
All right, man. Is.
Yeah, have a good one, brother. Yep. Lines 262-891-0070. Who's going to arrest the imposter? That's the question. Now we got Hillary Clinton. She's masked up. This is the new Hillary Clinton. You can clearly tell this is a mask. No.
Like, what the fuck? She used to have a really saggy fucking chin, which that could be plastic surgery, but like, that does not look like Hillary Clinton. Even up here, that looks like that's a fucking mask. What is that?
That shit really does look like a fucking mask.
It does look like a fucking mask.
Am I tripping? Am I tripping?
Is it just me, or does Hillary Clinton look like an entirely different fucking person now? Like, what the fuck? She used to have a really saggy fucking chin, which that could be...
So, if you take a look at her in real life, she's got these dimples. She's got a lot of... markings. It looks like they're running cyborgs or something. Even, you know, they did an interview with AI. Did you guys know about the AI interview? Let's see if I can find it right here. Check this out. All right.
Welcome back. The promise of generative AI is shaking up the technology world and the markets. Industry giants set to invest an estimated $1 trillion into artificial intelligence over the coming years. One company at the...
Guys, this is AI that's going to be in this interview. Like, literally, it's doing all this on the fly. And this isn't even military grade. This is just shit they're showing us.
Forefront of it all is Delphi with the launch of their groundbreaking AI clones. The company offering users the ability to create digital versions of themselves, from company CEOs to YouTubers and celebrities, that can help manage the workload, from answering questions to sitting in on Zoom calls via a clone. Joining me now is the co-founder of Delphi, Dara Lajibardian. And making his first ever television appearance is Dara's AI clone. Dara, thank you for joining us. Dara's clone, thank you for joining us. Great to see you.
The clone's on the right.
Great to see you too. Thank you for having me.
And I want to start by asking your clone a couple of questions, none of which have been sent to you in advance.
Hey, what's up? You're on the air. Who's
to
this?
Dara's clones, let me ask
Shane.
You.
Hey Shane, what's up? I'm playing a video. Just sit tight for like 2 minutes.
Sure.
You believe the purpose or the uses of having a clone really is for?
The purpose of having a clone is to scale your unique way of thinking and interacting.
That's AI right there.
It allows you to share your knowledge, experiences, and personality with others in a personalized way.
On the right, in the black sweater.
This can be valuable for mentoring, teaching, or even just sharing your insights with a broader audience. What aspect of cloning interests you the most?
Well, what I really want to get to is, what are the disadvantages? And is this going to hurt me in any way? I mean, if I set up a clone of myself, for example, to help me at work, how will you be protecting my company's proprietary material?
Great question. We take security very seriously. Your company's proprietary material is protected through strict data privacy measures and encryption. Only authorized users can access your clone, and you have full control over what information it can share. This ensures your sensitive data remains secure while you benefit from the clone's capabilities. What specific tasks at work are you thinking of using your clone for?
Well, I'll ask the questions. And my next question is, how am I going to prevent someone else from creating a clone of myself? And how am I going to ensure that someone creating a clone of myself is not going to abuse it?
We manually verify every user who signs up to create a clone by requiring a photo.
Is this shit crazy? I mean, like, this is out of control.
I'm abusing it first time I get my hands on it. So she better somehow get that straight.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, the world we live in, you know, now.
That was actually the whole reason why I called, was I was watching you all talk about the masks and stuff. And I was like, a mask would seem a little more, would seem to be, if they were, let me say it this way. If they were clones, you would have less chance of having some kind of a snafu, you know?
Yeah.
Where the back of the mask does fall. Now, I ain't saying those clone bodies aren't you know, the skin texture and the elasticity. I can't say that word very well. The elastic, you know, the pliability of the skin when it starts to wrinkle, you know, it kind of caves in as opposed to the way regular skin would fold and stuff. So it, you know, everybody's like, "Well, that's a mask," you know, and I'm like, "It's probably the, I bet it's some sort of suit." You know what I'm saying? Just some,
yeah,
some fake skin. You know, mask ain't a bad word for it, but I think the whole body itself, you know, if you peeled it open, it'd be some sort of biological manner. You wouldn't find some other person underneath it. It would be some kind of, like I said, some logical entity.
Hey, what's up? You're on the air. Who's this with us?
Oh, my bad. I'm not listening to the call because I was going to call in, but if somebody else is talking, I'll just chill.
No, yeah, just stay on the line. What's your name?
Josh.
Oh, hey, what's up? All right. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Shane.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro.
I really had nothing to say other than, you know, when he was talking about the mask, I was just kind of sitting here chilling out and going, I bet it's more like a clone than it is a mask, you know. And then sure enough, here pops up the next thing, was this AI clone stuff. And I'm like, there you go, right there. You know, there's your answer. It's these, and they're not going to quite look, you know, it isn't going to be identical. I saw that one other time where they did where they created AI generated faces.
Yeah.
And the AI has, it operates, you know, it wants to be perfect. It doesn't have flaws in it, you know, per se.
Uh-huh.
So when an AI generates something, it's not going to have the flaws like a real person would have.
Right.
They say if you take half your face and, you know, take your face, split it in half, and you put in an identical half of each of those halves, and you'd be looking at two different faces. You know, it wouldn't be the, as opposed to when an AI does it, and when an AI generates a face and you cut it in half and you put an identical half to each one of those halves, it's the same face.
Huh.
You got two of the same, you're looking at two of the same faces.
Huh.
And that was kind of the way you were supposed to be able to tell an AI generated, you know, an AI generated face versus an actual person's face.
Fascinating. And this is getting so weird, that the world we live in now, isn't it?
Yeah. You don't even want to, you know, just what I was saying there, it can't even fathom even the slightest imperfections, you know, it will see that as a negative, you know?
Yeah.
It ain't going to like human beings, you know, at the end of the day. Human beings just ain't going to jive with its program of perfection and flawlessness and things like that.
It's like the Skynet takeover, it feels like.
Sees us as just these you know, I keep going back to flawed, but you know, it's even worse than that. You know, it's like, gosh, this is, you know, what a mess these human being things are, you know. Let's get rid of them. Get, yep, diseases, shit like that.
Yeah, they want, I mean, that's what they're trying to do. Elon Musk is building factories of these robots. I mean, the next thing you know, they're going to have Neuralinks and everyone. There's going to be cyborgs running around. It's going to be like that movie Cyborg with Van Damme.
Yep, they, like I said, that when you, I pretty much said what I had to say when you were talking the mask and here comes the clones. I was like, that's what it is. It isn't, in my opinion, if I would think there, if somebody was wearing a mask, that would, you know, just, I don't know if, you know, let's say you turned your head and somehow the skin of that mask got hooked onto something, and instead of cutting it, ripped open, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, like with, like if it was skin, you'd just get a little scratch.
Like that Slayer song, Dead Skin Mask.
Yeah. But and my point is that, you know, in the event that something you know, insignificant and in you know, something like that were to happen, and now all of a sudden you got a ripped open face, you know, and there's another face underneath it, and you're like, holy shit, what the hell is that?
Do you think they'll ever come out in a leather face mask or a Friday the 13th mask for Halloween?
Yeah, and I remember too when they were kind of pushing the clone thing, they were saying when they generate these bodies, every time they generate another body, it's kind of, it's a little more less.
What's up? You're on the air. Who's all here? Y'all want to chime in on this too? What was it? Josh? Was that the other?
I got a couple points to make, and I'm not trying to like rock the boat here, but just coming from another perspective. I know about Donald Marshall. I know about supposedly all these cloning facilities. I honestly don't think we have the technology to transfer the consciousness yet. I think that's what, you know, CERN and a couple other things are about right now.
Uh-huh.
But it's very obvious there's something going on with the facial structures. Okay, it looks more like a mask to me.
Right.
Okay, just logically thinking. But if they were able to make these clones and do whatever they wanted to do, they would have done that way sooner with Biden. You wouldn't have some idiot up there bumbling and getting half the country just ready to start a civil war.
Yeah. It's do you think someone like Elon Musk could be an android or a clone? What about an android? What about a cyborg that's robotic? Do you think anything like that could exist?
Yeah, I just don't think we're where they need to be yet to roll that stuff out, even behind the scenes. It could malfunction. It could, you know, spontaneously explode. You never know. It's like
the batteries explode, and like that happens on stage, it would be like that'd be a bummer.
From a logical perspective, I don't see that. Why would we be seeing masks?
Right.
And different body types if they could just clone somebody.
Right. What's up, other callers? Do you want to chime in? What's your name?
Chef, what's up? It's Josh from North Carolina. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother? What do you think about what do you think about all this?
I don't know, man. I was just listening to you guys talk, and I wasn't going to call in, but the whole Android, when you brought the Android thing up, Mike from around the world, from Council of Time, it's on Paul Begley's channel, like every Thursday night.
Yeah,
he has been talking about the Android thing for years now and saying that every branch of the military has had Androids in service, like living in the barracks amongst all the rest of the soldiers, you know.
Soldiers know that, or is it like or do they
according to what he said, none of them have been, what do you call it, none of their cover has been blown,
you know. I wouldn't doubt if military technology, I wouldn't doubt if it's like to some crazy level, like at certain, but are they rolling it out on the public yet? That's the thing. Like, damn.
There's got to be like warehouses full of those little stupid effing dogs from Boston Dynamics.
Oh, and yeah, them like, little ones.
I bet it would make everybody shit in their pants if we actually knew what's like already been built and warehoused to be rolled out at whatever day.
What if they
can
just
I sum up my end game real quick with,
yeah,
with all this, like for the androids? That's mm-hmm. different than a clone. Do we have the technology to make human synthetic skin and other organs? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh no, okay. I don't think so.
Now androids are different than clones. They're not the same. Okay. One's sentient, one's not. One's controlled by a computer, one's, you know, either transferred with the soul or another form of communication, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, I see. So one would have to be like AI.
Look,
and
I'm just saying, look, they're different. Like what I'm saying right now, if we were to have a civil war, if nobody watched RFK Jr. speak tonight, as soon as this is over, that's where you need to go. He just kicked a 50-yard field goal on the other team, and we're about to ram it down their throat. Like, the Democrats are running scared. He called them out live, right? And the CNN cut them off, like 15 minutes in.
Oh, really?
And my point is that if we were to go to war and had a civil war right now,
yeah,
the only people on the left that would fight for them are 70 or 80-year-old men that have millions of dollars, or their little fairy boys or girls that can't decide what organs they have downstairs. They're going to lose. I believe that they need to steal this election because they don't have the technology to come at us just quite yet. What we're talking about mm-hmm. with these androids and mm-hmm. these clones. I think Kamala, what they did with all this is just, they need a little bit more time before they can just fully let it out. Okay. I feel like if they lose this election, we have a chance.
Yeah.
Which that because the way I see it, I think at the top of the pyramid, the left and the right, as far as American politics are concerned, both want a civil war. So we'll kill each other. All the plebs and the peasants and the riffraff will kill each other off. And they won't even.
That's what I'm saying, though. If you break down the demographic, man, they don't have anybody on their side that's willing to fight and die. Mm-hmm. They'll make a little stand like the Alamo and get absolutely blasted, and and it will be up to the government to come after us. They have
they'll get like Antifa or something to be their army.
Right, they're going to get their ass kicked one time, and you're going to hear them crying on the ground, and you'll never see them again. Do you really want to go against testosterone fueled the right side? I'm not even in on either side. I'm just pointing out, dude. Do you want to go against?
Oh no, man. I could bust a buck's ass at 300 yards with a rifle when I was 12 years old. Like, I grew up.
And what side of the demographic would you lean towards, the left or the right, sir?
No, I agree with what you're saying. What my point is,
the Democrats will only get transgenders that want to participate in female sports.
Right. I'm saying they're going to need an influx of this biomass, other individuals, android or clones, to get the job done. Because half the military is not going to fight us because they're on our side.
Yeah.
And when I hear you guys say clones and android and then describe them, clone and android with me are one and the same. I'm not saying one of them needs to come from a womb and have a heart.
None
and
of them
lungs
would come from
whatever.
A real womb. Like supposedly the one thing
the womb would do
is the transfer consciousness, right? Like you see.
Yeah, that would be the hard
like,
part.
That's a little bit more of a leap than I was even. You know, I'm just saying you go to the closet and pull out the next Joe Biden, and whether you want to call it an android or a clone, that's what it is. It isn't something that's a person of any shape or form, you know, or a fake spirit. It's just
Have you seen that that puppeteer lady?
Like a robot, like a highly advanced robot.
Have y'all seen that puppeteer lady that sits behind the presidents and like talks like a ventriloquist?
The sign language lady? Yeah, that started with their you know, whole party. So yeah.
That's so weird, that lady.
Oh, yo.
Yeah.
I really think like right now we are in the most important time that has ever existed, because like the next 3 months will determine the rest of our lives and everybody else that's born after us, because they are coming for full
fucking control. Excuse my language. But, like, this is really it. If you're into it.
According to biblical prophecy, they get it. According to biblical prophecy, they not only are coming for full control, they achieve it for a short period of time. And that was my whole, what the point I was trying to make earlier is I think it would be a folly of anybody who's awake to think that the Republicans or the Democrats, either or, are on like normal, sane people's side. Like they're all power hungry.
Yeah, I totally agree. But if you listen to RFK and what he said and the people that he called out specifically concerning the health and mental well-being of everybody in America.
Yeah.
He went full ham, dude. If that guy is alive by tomorrow, I will be surprised. He went after what is the most evil in the country, and that is the pharmaceutical company and that whole health industry that's tied into it.
Absolutely. And if I believe that politicians in this country actually had any power at all, I would probably get involved in the process.
Right. But
I don't think they do. I think international
banks and
corporations run. I think our politicians, judges, the whole nine yards has been bought and paid for probably since fucking JFK. I mean, that's what they did. Those people showed the world that we can kill a U.S. president in broad daylight in the middle of town square in Texas in front of a million people and get away with it. I was like, I can't believe Trump is still alive.
Well, they got him running around and there's people like after him, like they just got a guy yesterday and all this shit.
Dude, once you piss off the hornet's nest, if you stop running or fighting, you're dead. And he knows that. Now, either this whole thing's fake and nobody's real and we don't have a chance and we might as well all just sack up and grab our stuff and go to war, boys, or like we need to start chipping away at this fake democracy. And I think that's what JFK Jr. is about. And I'm not, again, I agree with you.
Hey, but why not cut the head off the snake, proverbially speaking, and go after the imposter in the White House? Like, isn't that crazy?
That's what I was going to bring up earlier, Shep. I don't think if they declared like some kind of national security, I think there might be some kind of underlying thing that they could have multiple decoys out there of the same person and not even get in trouble, whether it's him or not.
Yeah, I know that. I thought of that. Like they can have something to fall. So like if the thing's so wrapped up by the deep state, you can't like serve the president really either. Like,
no, you couldn't. Even if we all agreed.
Yeah, didn't you bring up something like back when COVID was first getting ramped up about the whole continuity of government?
Well,
and all that stuff.
That,
like, there's a whole other set of government.
And that really might be going on, and it might just be like a known thing that they're running actors because the real ones are in underground bases or they're being tried in tribunals or they're dead.
Has that extended? I mean, those emergency powers that were enacted right
from everything I can see so they rescinded like some during COVID and whatnot, but like from everything I can see and tell and just hear from what people are saying and like people slipping up with certain words here and there during press briefings, it sounds like we're literally still in continuity of government right now, which would make sense for masks and maybe they tried and hung everyone in Guantanamo or some shit. Like, or you know what I'm saying?
I don't like to always bring Mike up, but I've been listening to him for almost 10 years now. And he's been saying that for a long time too, that he hasn't used the phrase continuity of government, but he's essentially alluded to that.
Yeah.
The people that we're
the secret government. Yeah. Like, yeah.
The reason I have a stipulation with Mike from around the world and Pastor Paul Bagley is because 90% of the time it's fear.
Yeah.
And they keep talking about,
well, I have an issue.
How many times have they said Nibiru is going to come and kill us all, or asteroids? Like, well, the last 2 years, I've heard it like six times.
Well, they also just people in general. You know, there's people that say World War III is going to come tomorrow every day, too, and shit.
I think it's already started.
Well, I think we're at war with AI.
Shepherd and Bayless show or whoever I'm listening to eat the chicken and throw out the bones, you know.
You got to take it all in. Whether you like it or not, you got to take it all in and assess it yourself. That's the only way we're going to get through this. Like when I watch YouTube and I see comments like I did, I watched, I don't know if you guys know who Asmongold is on YouTube, but he's like one of the most famous sloths in the world, right? He's an interesting character. I don't necessarily like him. I don't know if I'd be friends with him, but I listen to him because a large portion of the population that's younger listens to that. So I listen to it to get their point of view. But the things I see in the comments about what when RFK Jr. was spitting facts, half the people were saying he was lying and like this can't be true and this and that. Like the problem is there's so many stupid people in this country that are washed by the propaganda. The only way out of this, and you're probably not going to agree with me.
They're
not
stupid. The only way out of this
is to get people in a higher cognitive place with their mental awareness, right? And the only way you can do that is detoxing the body and eating real food. So I'm willing to throw it all away to get RFK in there and give him just a second to sort this food issue out so we can start eating real food and repairing our young man to take this country back. Because I'm going to be honest with you, with the shape of the men, the shape of the people in this world right now in America, if we were to fight a war, it'd be real hard to get people that could actually fight or move off the couch.
That's why y'all should just move to Mexico because their food's great.
I mean, it really is, dude. It's been a war on our food and our water since before I was born, man. It's important. I've turned so much.
I agree with you 100%. There's also been a war on our mind and on our community.
We need to fight the silent war that's going on with our food and our water and our air before we can begin to take anything back in the government.
Yeah, I like that idea. We got to fix our infrastructure too.
With farmer markets and all kinds of other local stuff, but if we don't start taking initiative and start bringing these people out of a fucking daze that they're in of stupidity and like horrible health, we're fucked.
I don't think they're in a daze. I think it's ignorance. And I don't mean ignorance in the meaning of lack of knowledge. I mean ignorant of it. Like
if you watch their talking points, half of my family
over COVID when I just suggested that some of the vaccines may not be good for us and that those masks were idiots.
Were you met with hostility instantly?
Absolutely. But I think I saw fear that like if what I'm saying is true, that terrifies a certain type of person. Like that if the average normie really like had the epiphany that the government and the police and big pharma aren't out for my best interest, it would terrify them. They wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
Yeah, okay. And again, not to go back on the spiritual path, but I believe the first thing you do is you fix your body. You fix everything, right? You can't see outside of your box unless your pine cone's activated, right? Your pineal gland. Your connection to the spiritual world is lost and null and void. You don't have that other voice that's telling you to second guess or question things, right? I can speak from experience from coming from a dark detox, you know, needed to be detoxed place where I wasn't healthy. I figured out the whole food industry was fake. The medical industry was fake. And then I came out of the daze and I was already smart and aware, but that gave me almost like superpowers, right? I just feel shit in my stomach. I can watch 10 different videos and I could just like Shep, dude. And Shep, I know you say you work so many hours a day. But dude, you just watch stuff and discern things in your mind because you're trained to do so. That's why you're so good. I'm not saying you don't have to work, but you just know. You can watch 10 different things and pick out the two or three things in each of those and tie them together like little boxes and strings. Am I right?
Right. Yeah, I have entire Rantcast texted me the other day and he sent me this Las Vegas shooting map where someone built this interactive map that has all these videos and it shows the path that people ran. And it's like, it's real detailed, and like for the average person, it's like, wow, this is fucking amazing, and like people were tripping on it. And I looked through it for 5 minutes, and I realized that my brain has probably a map that's like 50-fold that map, and I have it all in my head, and I can access it all. And right. And it, you know, from me investigating that thing, and then that's when I realized, damn, that's some crazy shit. Like if you think about it, but that's because I just do this the whole day, you know, like all full time.
I've done it my whole like, I would guarantee you, Shep, if you want to test me on this, you can call me back when you're off the air, but you can ask me literally anything on any topic. Like for the past 25 years, I've diligently been going through everything every day, reading and just making myself a more of
what were you reading? Are you reading books?
Anything I can get my hands on.
I'm reading like, Rockefeller. I'm reading all Rockefeller funded books. No.
No, I'm just saying, dude, like, there's some people like Shep, I guarantee you, me and him could just talk for 2 days and never stop.
Yeah.
And never tell a lie.
That's awesome. At least you're not just rotting away like the average Joe.
Yeah, I'm not well off, you know what I mean? I just have a simple life. I know why I'm here, dude. Like, this is, you may not believe it, but we're part of the Army right now. We're doing things. We are making people wake up right now. Maybe one and maybe two. It may be 2 or 3 years before this thing gets any traction and they hear us and they're like, oh, my God, they were right. You know what I mean? Just speak up, because that's what gets you in the situation to not be able to speak. I don't even care if you're right or wrong. Just have the balls to say something.
Well, Biden has balls on his chin, so.
Yeah, he does.
I couldn't agree with you more, bud. I just at almost 50 years old, coming from the, you know, what I've seen. I mean, I can remember a time when there was no cell phones, no internet. No, hey, that's what I'm getting at. You know that, and I mean that it's from my perspective, where I'm sitting, and I'm not rich, but I've done pretty good for myself. I own my own business, and it's over, bro. Like there's no bad thing to say.
You know what I'm saying? That's not a bad thing to say. You got to buckle up and have your eyes open. You know, during the
enjoy the collapse, get popcorn, make sure your family and the people
don't get too cynical. But at the same time, don't run yourself into some kind of
plan
where you think you're going to turn it around.
Yeah. I've seen this coming for a long time. There's a reason I chose not to have a family. There's a reason I chose to stay single. Okay. That's a choice. I'm a firm believer in the vaccines cause shedding. And if I have sex with anybody that's been in contact with somebody else with that vaccine, or had sex with somebody that had the vaccine, I just spiritually, I'm not willing to.
You shed like a snake after you have sex.
Right, dude. I'm just saying, like, look into the shedding from the vaccines because of the spike proteins that are produced in the body. Like, that's why everybody's still getting COVID is from the other people that are vaccinated.
What if your penis sheds like a snake after you have sex?
Yeah, I think that would actually be safer and keep disease down. You know what I mean? I think God missed out on that one. That's a good idea. That'd but like crazy. Me personally, dude, like I've made the conscious decision, and this is where I'll end it. Like I am fully 100% ready to fucking die.
All right, here, let me shoot you.
That, my friend, is guaranteed to happen. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, right. But you got to make that choice, man, and then God can slot you into that spot. You know what I mean? Whether it's a verbal. Like, okay, I'm ready. Let's go. Because I feel like I've been not training, but just like mentally, right? Like there's you're not gonna get one past me.
COVID brought that out, you know, as far as seeing who really was afraid of dying versus who isn't afraid of dying and who is afraid of dying and who isn't afraid of dying. COVID snuffed them out real fast.
I think it goes deeper than that. I think it's how much do you trust. Like how much do you trust your own self? How smart do you really think you are? Because for me, that was the big decision, dude. Like telling my whole family and everybody I know, don't take the vaccine. It's going to kill you. Like, as soon as I realized what it was for sure, like, I knew it was bullshit. I knew it was coming, like, 3 months before they were locking people up in China. You know what I mean? Like, I have people that can verify that. I'm saying it's a big decision on your life, but then to go out and tell people, be like, hey, don't do this. Like, that's a big decision. You better make sure you're right.
I will say this. If it wasn't the very old people that were spooked by it, it was a lot of the young people that were spooked by it. Kind of the people 100%. In the middle. Kind of the people in the middle were the ones that kind of were put in those positions. If somebody in the middle got a vaccine, they're more than likely faced with some sort of a financial situation where they could, you know, where they were living in a state where it was either, if you want to go to work, you got to be vaccinated.
Do you think aliens could have took over? Because the latest Biden looks like a tall gray because his head's like bigger at the top.
I just know it's weird,
but I didn't get the COVID vaccine, but the same reason I don't get flu shots or like I've known vaccines had trimerosal, which is the laboratory name for mercury, glyphosate, aborted fetal cells, bovine cells, all kinds. All you got to do is get the insert out of the damn box and take the time to read it.
You said you're about 50, right? You said you're about 50.
I turned 45 this past July, so I'm closer to 50 than I to 40.
But they had this. They had this vaccine that they pushed out when I was a little kid. That my mom was a nurse, so she bought into all the medical, you know, anything that came across the medical table. She gobbled it up. Well, they gave these vaccines to us back in the day, and this thing was like a little gun, had like a hose attached to it. And after you got inoculated, it left a what they call a lesion.
You know why? Because it took DNA.
Why?
It was a DNA collection system.
That's what that was.
Weird. Yeah, like they tell you some other shit, but that it actually took skin and retained it, and they built a DNA database.
Yeah, in the 90s.
Get the fuck 92, out of here. Huh?
No. Nah.
I thought the lesion was a side effect.
That's what they told people and shit, you know?
Yeah, it's a side effect from them stealing the sample. Like that, dude, when I was like, because I'm 37, 38, I think. I don't know. I don't really keep track anymore. So I'm at least that old. But I remember I was like probably one of the first generations of school kids that got, we had to get all those mandated vaccines.
I somehow got away without getting any.
Even back then, and my mom, I could get her on the phone right now. I cried my fucking ass off to not get those shots. Something inherently inside of me.
Yeah, I had to get one. I got one shot. It was a tetanus shot. And they said I had to get it because I got bit by a fucking dog or I stepped on a nail or something. I can't remember. And so they're like, well, you have to get it and shit. And I'm like, fuck. And just like you're saying, you know, I was only a kid and something like that inherently told me like, fuck that shit.
Right. And it's horrible, man. We were the first kid, Shep, we were the rollout of the experiment. Okay. And they didn't get us good enough. Okay, God, I think God had a little hand in that, right? And we're still here because a lot of us aren't, man. You know, and I think it's important for people our age to be super healthy because you, regardless of what you eat or don't eat now, if you're super healthy, you still have a lot of detoxing to do from those shots you got in school.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you
that last shot, though.
A personal attack that I had, dude. I 5 years ago, I got spinal meningitis.
Hmm.
Out of the blue without having contact from anybody. And in fact, the CDC keeps track of those cases. And I had a caseworker come by and she told me they couldn't track down where the spinal meningitis came from. It just came out of thin air, apparently, around me. And there was no other reported cases. It almost killed me. But I was so healthy. I was vegan, you know, basically a fruitarian at that point. I was the healthiest I had been in my entire life. And in fact, I was so healthy when I was done, when I almost died in the hospital and made it through, I was in there for like a week. I still looked so healthy when I was done and out of there. Like the doctors were saying, why are you in here? Because I was going to get my my injections, you know, my my antibiotics. And it wasn't until I knew I had to take those antibiotics at some point, but I also knew I probably shouldn't. But I was just like, dude, you know, I don't want to die also, you know, and it was like a real, real stringent antibiotic. And I can tell you, I may be alive, but I'm still dealing with the effects of those antibiotics 100%. It took something from me I may never get back.
Yeah.
I think you're right. So
it's just important, man. Food and water, bro. I couldn't stress it enough. It's super important because if you can't even get out of your own way, how are you going to help somebody else?
Yep. Absolutely. Well, I got to get out of here, guys, but call in next time. I'll be back tomorrow.
Love you, Shep. Have a good night, bro.
All right, y'all have a good night. Yep.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.